trying to dry out. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We've seen a lot of rain this year over the TVA system. We normally get 51 inches a year, and we're at 41 inches.
Most everyone in Tennessee has been impacted in some way from all the unusual amount of rainfall this year, and especially since the 4th of July rain event and those afterwards that resulted in flooding in many areas in Middle and East Tennessee. And now, despite the lack of rainfall over the last few weeks in West Tennessee, the floodwaters are now impacting farmland near Savannah at Pickwick Dam. Chuck Bach is the general manager of TVA's river operations.
Pickwick, right now, we're moving 1.6 million gallons per second, either through the dam or over the top. And I always like to tell people, think of a milk jug, and 1.6 million of those every second is either going through or over the top of that dam. And we've had, at Watts Bar, it was 1.2 million, I believe, million gallons per second.
And unfortunately, lots of crops like corn and soybean fields have been the recipient of floodwaters along the Tennessee River and other rivers and creeks that simply couldn't hold the vast amount of water moving through the state.
In the western part of the valley, as the farmers and others know, the rain amounts weren't that large. But if you go back into the middle part and look at Chattanooga to Watts Bar to Knoxville, they got 9 inches of rain. And then up in the mountain, we were looking at 10 to 12 inches with high spots of 15. And all that water has worked its way down through the system. Of course, farmers are being impacted. We're well aware of that, and we try to minimize that.
Well, as of Friday, of TVA's 49 dams, they were spilling out water at 20 of them. Lots of rainfall in July on top of areas already saturated. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.